This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Director James Wan, he did one of the Saw sequels, and now he did this movie, and now he's set to direct the next Fast and the Furious 7 next year. So how did he come from just doing some Afterthought sequel to becoming the next director of the biggest action franchise in the world? Well, it's because he did such a good job with this movie, The Conjuring. Just a masterful directing job, slowly building. In horror movies, there's a tendency to really show you what to really show the monster, to show the creature. And the best horror films really don't show you anything. Alfred Hitchcock used to live on the edge of never showing the audience what was going on, because you know your mind always has a. I read an old Hitchcock interview book once, which he said, you know, you're always going to have in your mind something much more terrifying than anything that you can build with creatures or CGI or anything like that. So, The Conjuring uses the simple elements such as a clap. A little girl clapping, and why are little girls have a tendency to see creatures and spirits and ghosts more than little boys? Well, little boys tend to be the children of Satan. They tend to they either tend to be dead or you know, possessed, and little girls tend to be more screaming and running away. Maybe we see them as more vulnerable. Maybe we see little boys as just more hellion creatures. But in this case, we see a family of five little girls all running around the house with Lily Taylor getting weird bruises. So it has in common with The Shining and other movies with little girls riding bicycles, you know, the tricycles through the Overlook Motel in The Shining. In this case, we just have moody 70s, shot in the 70s, so everybody's got nice chops, good hair, and a good soundtrack. There's a picture of The Who in the girl's bedroom, and you have old cameras shooting footage. So there's a film within a film that satisfies our ADD need to feel like, you know, we can suspend our disbelief long enough to get behind the fourth wall, which because of all of our cell phones and whatnot, we're always looking for a screen within a screen. In this case, the screen is the movie that the Paranormal Activity is filming. Researchers are filming within the movie. And of course, they're based on a true story, because in the world of reality television, even the fictionalized demons must have a basis in reality. So there is a lot going on plot-wise, and it builds slowly. There's kids, there's parents, there's the fear of losing your child to possession, there's the fear of killing your child, which is really the basis for the movie, and the fear of being in a creepy place.